Well, good morning. Oh, yeah. It's 6:35. Snap. It's Brock and Hunter. Happy Thursday. Or first Friday, as we like to call it here on the Plan
first
B Morning
Friday.
Show. First Friday. That's right. That feels better. That feels more right. Anyway, we'll check out your full forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Led Zeppelin's 2007 reunion concert, which was released in 2012 as Celebration Day, will be streamed on the band's YouTube channel for 3 days, starting this Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Robert Plant finally agreed to the reunion in celebration of the life of Atlantic Records co-founder Ahmet Ertegun. I always screw that name up. Anyway, he died in December of 2006. More than 20 million people applied for tickets through a worldwide lottery for the concert, which was held on December 10th in 2007 at the O2 Arena in London. Jason Bonham, son of the late Zeppelin drummer John Bonham, was on drums for the band's first show in 27 years. They turned in a 16-song set that started with Good Times, Bad Times, and ended with Rock and Roll. Celebration Day won the Grammy Award for Best Rock Album as well. So, if you weren't at the concert, like the vast majority of the world's population, you can still check it out in all of its glory this Saturday for 3 days. So Saturday until Monday, you can watch that, which is cool, man. And again, we've seen, I mean, here in rock news, we've talked about it time and time again, bands doing things on the side, releasing stuff, giving people behind-the-scene looks, which is nice because we don't have any concert this year. I don't think there's going to be a single one.
Yeah, I think you check that off the list for sure.
Yeah.
As far as concert-wise. But you're right. It is pretty neat. Seems like everybody is like, you got a normal way of living your life and doing things. And then, like, everybody at the same time is like, hey, we got to figure out a new way.
Yeah.
It's different now, man. But hopefully those concerts do come back next year because I think you're right on that. Yeah.
As much as the rest of this year. Yeah, yeah. As much as I love watching old concert films, I got a bunch of cool DVDs, you know, AC/DC Live at Donington and stuff. Like, it's great. But it's definitely different than actually being in there and feeling the vibrations and, you know, having the
maybe
$30 beer.
Right, you know. Maybe with the concerts being on hold for now, they can really, really work on that hologram concert.
Oh, yeah.
And then when we come back 2021, it's like you can choose. What do you want to go see? Elvis? Do you want to go see, you know?
We're almost there, man. We're almost there. Nah, who would want to go see those overrated sons of bitches?
I know, you don't. Rock, I'm just setting you up.
Yeah, always. You just got to ruin my rock news.
You got it. You got the Beatle haircut right now.
Yeah, shut up. Why don't you shut up?
You do.
That's worse than saying I got the Bieber haircut right now.
Yeah, would you rather have a Bieber haircut or a Beatle haircut?
I'd shave my head. That's what I'm going to do. All right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in 1945, one of our favorites, John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival, was born in Berkeley, California.
Thank you, sweet baby Jesus.
I know.
That guy was born.
CCR is one of my all-time favorites. I know you love him. And even his solo stuff, which I remember you weren't that familiar with. Up until, I think, last year or 2 years ago, and I told you, oh, yeah, check out
his solo stuff. Which was fantastic, because I'm full CCR fan. Mm-hmm. I do it all day long. I can listen to it and not turn it off. No, never. And discovering that Fogerty had his own kind of solo stuff, it was like fighting Creedence Clearwater Part 2. It was awesome.
Well, and there's a fantastic documentary out there. It was on Amazon Prime. If you search Creedence Clearwater Revival, you could probably
find
it.
Didn't his brother was supposed to sing, right? And then he just kind of took over?
Or? Yeah. People don't realize, if it wasn't for John Fogerty, like Cosmos Factory, that album, which gave us so many huge, like really put Creedence on the map overall, like on a much more nationwide scale. Fogerty pretty much did everything on that album, like recorded most of the instrumental parts, the singing, helped produce it. Like, he is Creedence Clearwater Revival. Obviously, he's got a great band behind him, too. But it's funny, too, when you look at it, he was born in Berkeley, California. But Creedence did this amazing thing where it convinced people that it was a bunch of kids from the bayou. Mm-hmm. And really, they were just a bunch of California kids that had a great sound, man. I love Creedence, dude. They're so good. All right. There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.